Winter lights will likely return to Alora's green space this coming season, but not without controversy over who should pay for them. Last year, the green space, the walking bridge, and the tourism office were lit up thanks to a private donation from the Cat Florence Company. But for 2025-26, the staff told council there's no donor lined up, even though the township already owns the lights. A report from the Parks Department estimated it would cost just under $12,000 to install and take down the display, money that wasn't budgeted and would need to come from the General Capital Reserve. That didn't sit well with many residents. At this week's council meeting, local resident Erica Montero told councillors she's worried about using taxpayer money for something that had previously been donated.
When this project was first approved by council last year, it came with the very clear condition that it would be fully funded by a private donor. The township entered into a five-year donation agreement that could be terminated by either party, but there was never any mention of taxpayer dollars being used. That agreement has now ended after only 1 year for reasons that have not been made public. Yet, here we are being asked to spend nearly $12,000 of public money on something that was supposed to cost residents nothing. As a taxpayer, I find this not only shocking, but deeply inappropriate. The mere suggestion that the public should now foot the bill for what was a privately funded project is very concerning.
She wasn't alone. Several councillors questioned whether the full cost was justified. Ward 4 councillor Jennifer Adams said she couldn't support spending close to $12,000 and called for a much lower cap.
For me, the focus is more financial one, looking right now as like our next committee meeting, we're looking at the budget. And so pulling from the General Capital Reserve, I'm just uncomfortable with. If we can get the volume of lights down, or we can get it where we can under 5,000, where it becomes operational, if there's existing capacity in the 2025 operational budget somewhere, would it even be required to come back to council, even if there was discussions with the BIA to enhance whatever that operational budget that may be there for the lights? In terms of the motion before us, which is focused on the General Capital Reserve, that's where I'm uncomfortable with.
Council ultimately backed that approach, voting to contribute no more than $5,000 and take it from the operating budget instead of the capital reserve. Another resident, Kathy Daltrey, argued the township shouldn't be backstopping something that was privately funded just a year ago.
This is not about the Alora lights. This is not about lighting up Alora. This is about $12,000 to put into the green space, to wrap around some trees, to take them off and put them on and take them off. This would be a yearly absorbed within the township, and it's just not appropriate.
Despite the criticism, staff emphasized that the lighting helps create a seasonal atmosphere, supports local tourism, and encourages economic spin-offs in downtown Alora through the winter months. But with the township's contribution capped at $5,000, the rest of the money still needs to come from somewhere. Representatives from the Alora BIA say they don't want to see the display disappear and are trying to step in.
Just as Township wasn't expecting this added expense to their budget, neither was the BIA. The BIA meets next week. At that meeting, we will discuss how to squeeze any available money out of the 2025 budget. At this moment, I'm unable to quote what that dollar amount will be because we have yet to have that meeting or that discussion in full. Our goal is to fund a portion of this year and to find the money to continue lighting up the green space in the future.
BIA members are now working to secure the remaining funds for this season and possibly take on the full cost in future years. They're set to meet next week to firm up a plan. If everything goes ahead, installation would begin in early November, with the lights turned on just after Remembrance Day and removed in March. Only the green space would be illuminated this time, not the bridge or tourism office, and there would be a slight reduction in the number of lights, around 3 tree trunks, to help control costs. Council also voted to give the Managing Director of Community Services the authority to adjust schedule and lighting plans as needed. For now, the future of winter lighting in Alora depends on whether the BIA can close that funding gap and whether taxpayers feel $5,000 is still too steep for a price for a seasonal sparkle. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.